All right, guys, here we are. Last break of the day on this Monday. Tomorrow's a big day. Ooh, the debate is tomorrow night.
In Philly, it's going down. Mm-hmm. Let's go.
Uh-oh.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. You are about to see why he should not be president. You know what, man? And it's like alarming to me. It's just amazing how people defend him. The Republican Party. I was even listening to this white evangelical say why they were voting for Donald Trump. He said, we know we have, as Christians, we have some moral concerns.
Oh.
But he will vote for the right policy. I do not understand that. We know we have some moral concerns. So it's okay. We're going to put this immoral person that we have immoral concerns about in the White House because he will vote against gay marriage. He will vote against abortion. That's really all it is. But what they don't know is a lot of people who run the white evangelicals are also rich. See, that's the part people don't understand. And for all of you who think Donald Trump is going to do something for you, he's not. He's not designed that way. He's never done anything for anybody except himself and rich people. And you think he's going to run it any other way? Are you kidding me? No. It's not going to happen. But, you know, we will see tomorrow. All right, here we go. I have some closing remarks. This is really good. This is because it's something that I have to continually learn myself. So I just thought I'd share with you my thought process behind it. Because I want to encourage people who are on the journey to somewhere. And I know you may not be where you want to be right now. And I know sometimes the process seems daunting. And your goals and aspirations seem so far away. And I know on this journey of accomplishing your dreams and your hopes and aspirations that you're going to have to face opposition. And I have to remind myself of this all the time. As bad as you want to address it, I'm talking about the opposition now. As bad as you want to address it, sometimes it's best to let God defend you. As bad as you want to address it, sometimes it's best to let God defend you. Do you know that he saw it too? Do you know he saw it? He heard it. He heard what they said. He heard the stuff about you being said that you don't hear. He know the background chatter. God hears and sees the opposition. He bears witness to your enemies. He see them out there. So I know, man, and I'm talking to myself, as bad as you want to address it, sometimes it's best to let God defend you because he saw it too. I'm telling you, man, sometimes you just, hey, let me tell you something. It is so hard to do the right thing. I tell you something else I've been learning, to be still. Y'all, do you know how hard it is to be still? Let me tell you something I've learned. God knows that you're tired. He know it. He knows, God knows you doing your best. He know it, y'all. He knows that you don't know exactly what the future holds. He know that too. But he sees you. He sees you not giving up. This is the part you need to know. That God sees you not giving up. That he got a plan for you. God gonna make a way for you. But you got to be still. If you're holding on to faith and you trusting in God's plan, you will see miracles unfold. You will see it come to fruition. You will see it happen in ways that you didn't know it would happen. I can't tell you how many times. Just the other day, something happened to me that I had no idea would happen to me. I get spoken about in rooms before I even get there. people know me in places I would have never thought I'd ever be known. And you know what I call it? I call it grace and favor. And the reason I know it's grace and favor is because I had no hand in it. And that's what you want to do. You want to trust in God's plan to the point where oftentimes you have no hand in it. That's hard for people to understand, that God really did create you to prosper. God wants you to really be successful. He really does. It's just, it happens in His timing. And trusting in that is hard. It's hard, man. Because you get impatient. And when it ain't happening when you think it happened, you think it ain't gonna happen. But if you stay in faith, if you keep the prayer line open, if you never give up, God sees you. There is a reward for people like you. There is a reward. So as hard as it gets sometimes, as far away, as distant as your dreams and visions may appear, if you don't give up, you will see miracles happen. If you keep the faith and trust in God's timing and realize God has a plan for you, if you stay right there and be still, God can make it happen for you. That's the truth, y'all. I just wanted to share that with you. Y'all have a great day today. Talk to God today. He would absolutely love to hear from you.
For all Steve Harvey contests, no purchase necessary, void where prohibited. Participants must be legal U.S. residents at least 18 years old unless otherwise stated. For complete contest rules, visit SteveHarveyFM.com.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.